Chapter 15. Then I witnessed another great and astonishing sign in heaven. Seven angels bringing the last seven plagues, for with them the wrath of God is finished. Then I saw what looked like a vast sea of glass, blended with fiery flames. Standing beside the sea were those who continually conquer the wild beast, his image, and the number of his name. They each held the harps of God, and they were singing the song of Moses, God's servant, and the song of the Lamb. Mighty and marvelous are your miracles, Lord Yahweh, God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O Sovereign King of the ages. Who will not reverence you with awe, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy, and all nations will come and bow in worship before you, as your blessings have revealed. After these things I looked, and behold, the inner sanctuary of the heavenly tabernacle of testimony was opened before my eyes. The seven angels with the seven last plagues came out of the sanctuary in glistening robes of bright linen and golden sashes around their chests. Then one of the four living creatures gave each of the seven angels a golden bowl full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The sanctuary was filled with a thick cloud of smoke billowing out from the glory and power of God. And no one could even enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from within the sanctuary telling the seven angels, "Go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls of the wrath of God." So the first angel poured his bowl upon the earth, causing ugly and painful sores to break out on the people who had the mark of the wild beast and worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of the dead. Every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "O Holy One, who are and were, you are righteous, for you have judged these things. Because they shed the blood of your saints and prophets, they got what they deserved, for you gave them blood to drink." Then I heard a voice from before the altar reply, "Yes, O Lord God, the Almighty. Every judicial verdict you make is just and right." Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it began to burn the people with a scorching heat. Though they endured the fierce heat, yet the people continued to blaspheme God. They cursed the name of God, who had authority over these plagues, and refused to repent and give him glory. The fifth angel poured his bowl on the throne of the wild beast, and its kingdom was plunged into darkness. People were in agony and gnawed their tongues and cursed the God of heaven because of their painful sores, refusing to repent of their deeds. The sixth angel poured his bowl on the good and abounding river, and it completely dried up in order to prepare the way for the kings of the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs belched from the mouths of the dragon, the wild beast, and the false prophet. They were demonic spirits performing signs, and they entered into the kings of the world to draw them into battle on the great day of God, the Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. God's blessing is with the one who remains awake and fully clothed in me, and will not walk about naked, exposed to disgrace. The demonic spirits assembled the kings together at the place called in Hebrew the Mount of the Governor. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out from the temple and from the throne saying, "Here it comes." Then there were flashes of lightning, voices, crashes of thunder, and a massive earthquake, the most severe to shake the earth since the creation of man. So tremendous was that earthquake. It split the great city Babylon into three parts, and other cities of the nations collapsed. For God remembered great Babylon and her wine cup filled with his fiery wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were no more. Enormous hailstones, each weighing nearly 100 pounds, fell from the sky and struck the people. Yet they continued to curse God because of the horrendous plague of hail. Chapter 16. Go ahead and make all the plans you want, but it's the Lord who will ultimately direct your steps. We're all in love with our own opinions, convinced they're correct, but the Lord is in the midst of us, testing and probing our every motive. Before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will succeed. The Lord works everything together to accomplish his purpose. Even the wicked are included in his plans. He sets them aside for the day of disaster. Exalting yourself is disgusting to the Lord, for pride attracts his punishment, and you can count on that. You can avoid evil through surrendered worship and the fear of God, for the power of his faithful love removes sin's guilt and grip over you. When the Lord is pleased with the decisions you've made, he activates grace to turn enemies into friends. It is better to have little with a heart that loves justice than to be rich and not have God on your side. Within your heart, you can make plans for your future, but the Lord chooses the steps you take to get there. A king speaks the revelation of truth, so he must be extraordinarily careful in the decrees that he makes. The Lord expects you to be fair in every business deal, for he is the one who sets the standards for righteousness. Kings and leaders despise wrongdoing, for the true authority to rule and reign is built on a foundation of righteousness. Kings and leaders love to hear godly counsel, and they love those who tell them the truth. The anger of a king releases the messenger of death, but a wise person will know how to pacify his wrath. Life-giving light streams from the presence of a king, and his favor is showered upon those who please him. Everyone wants gold, but wisdom's worth is far greater. Silver is sought after, but a heart of understanding yields a greater return. Repenting from evil places you on the highway of holiness. Protect purity, and you protect your life. Your boast becomes a prophecy of a future failure. The higher you lift up yourself in pride, the harder you'll fall in disgrace. It's better to be meek and lowly and live among the poor than to live high and mighty among the rich and famous. One skilled in business discovers prosperity, but the one who trusts in God is blessed beyond belief. The one with a wise heart is called discerning, and speaking sweetly to others makes your teaching even more convincing. Wisdom is a deep well of understanding opened up within you as a fountain of life for others, but it's senseless to try to instruct a fool. Winsome words pour from a heart of wisdom, adding value to all you teach. Nothing is more appealing than speaking beautiful, life-giving words, for they release sweetness to our souls and inner healing to our spirits. Before every person, there is a path that seems like the right one to take, but it leads them straight to hell. Life motivation comes from the deep longings of the heart, and the passion to see them fulfilled urges you onward. A wicked scoundrel wants to dig up dirt on others, only to spread slander and shred their reputation. A twisted person spreads rumors. A whispering gossip ruins good friendships. A vicious criminal can be persuasive, enticing others to join him as partners in crime. but he leads them all down a despicable path. It's easy to tell when a wicked man is hatching some crooked scheme. It's written all over his face. His looks betray him as he gives birth to his sin. Old age with wisdom will crown you with dignity and honor, for it takes a lifetime of righteousness to acquire it. Do you want to be a mighty warrior? It's better to be known as one who is patient and slow to anger. Do you want to conquer a city? Rule over your temper before you attempt to rule a city. We may toss the coin and roll the dice, but God's will is greater than luck.